Rehab and Radio Show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab a couple more phone calls. Tate in Michigan. Aloha, Tate. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Tate, are you there? Oh, there you are.
I am. Yep, cool. I love the monetary talk. I really appreciate it. One thing we don't talk too much about on this show is the Britannic Free Trade Agreement model that is going into all these nations and wiping out the wealth of the indigenous peoples and consolidating it into corporate structures in London and Wall Street. And now we're seeing arbitrage where all the wealth is now consolidating into a few oligarchs' hands. And in this new world that we always talk about, would you get rid of free trade agreements and use tariffs like we built the nation on?
That is a very, very complicated issue, and I don't think there's a good general answer for it. I think if we simply start the new nation with an absolute ban on private central banking and understand that it is the function of the government to provide the public currency as a public utility and not allow the bankers to be in charge of the money supply, which makes about as much sense as letting drug addicts be in charge of our pharmacies, I think a lot of these other problems that we've seen will automatically go away. Certainly with the idea of going back to a currency based on a commodity and to return to the wisdom of the Coinage Act of 1792, where debasement of the currency is a death penalty offense, a lot of these issues where these instantly created fractional reserve currencies, these debt-based currencies, are used to acquire the real wealth of the people of the world. That's not simply going to be possible. It's going to be designed out at the very foundation of the new economy. And this is why these bankers fight so hard to keep these systems in place. They'll assassinate presidents to keep the scam going. They'll start world wars to keep the scam going. They're trying to start one now because they understand it's a scam and it doesn't benefit the people of the world. And like I said, the one good point of globalism right now is we could see all of these private central banks come crashing down at the same time. And if we do, when we do, we need to be prepared as a human civilization to wipe the slate clean and say, okay, failed experiment, rule by compound interest is no more legitimate a form of governance than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. We have to go back to where the government's function is to take care of the nation. Currency has to be a public utility, not a for-profit private venture. And we need to absolutely make that as the founding bedrock of our new economy. And simply say, period, end of discussion. You, the government, will not sell us back into the slavery of the bankers, like they've already done three times in this country. And we just have to make it right in that new organic founding document. No private central bankers will be allowed control of the money supply. And
absolutely.
I think our nation's biggest mistake back in 1913, when the U.S. Congress bypassed the Constitution and allowed the creation of the Federal Reserve without the necessary constitutional amendment, that's when the American people should have stormed Capitol Hill and given them all a good coating of tar and feathers. But we failed to do it, and this is the result.
We both know that they took out Abraham Lincoln. They took out John F. Kennedy. I think they took out
McKinley. They tried to take out Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Jackson. I believe they took out McKinley, and they even tried taking out Roosevelt. A lot of those guys really did not like the financiers deciding what was best for this nation.
Yeah, well, when they did Roosevelt, they were going to do it with a fascist coup d'etat because they didn't want to just take out Roosevelt. They wanted to take out the constitutional form of government in this nation and bring about a fascist model modeled on that of Mussolini in Italy at the time. And that's why you have those little emblems on the front of the House of Representatives, that bunch of sticks with the axe head. That is a Roman symbol for fascist rule. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Tonight, as I sit at the kitchen table and write my monthly check to bank and trust, I sigh to think I should have seen this coming. Now I'm struggling with another boom gone bust. Oh, see how the bubbles swell and shrink.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We've got a caller on the line, Chris in Utah. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. May I suggest confiscating the gold and silver from anyone who has obtained it fraudulently, which is mostly the big banks, then go on a silver and gold-backed currency?
That could definitely work. I mean, if you're looking at the model of currency as a public utility, then and citing as the precedent when Roosevelt did take the gold away from the American people to prop up the banks, I think the case could be made that the non-jewelry gold in the nation is collectively the property of the people and should become, you know, if people really want a gold standard, that would definitely be a good way to go. That the private ownership of gold bullion and gold coin be rendered illegal for all those big banks who've grabbed it all up, people like George Soros, and say it is now, it goes back in Fort Knox, it is the foundation for our national currency. Well, you know, you need to remember, back when the gold and silver standards were in place, most of the gold was owned by the U.S. government as backing for its issued currency. And when the government started letting the banks issue the currency, there wasn't a reason to hang on the gold, and they started letting it go. They pledged it as collateral on the national debt. It was kept as a backing for the dollar for international trade, although not domestic, until Nixon ended gold convertibility in 1971. And that's when things really began to get out of control. But, yeah, if people insist on a gold or silver-based national currency, I think nationalizing the gold and silver supply is the only way to prevent the money junkies from immediately regaining control of the economy.
Quite. Keep your powder dry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All righty. I think that was our last caller, so we're going to move on to some other stories here. And I do want to make a comment in light of all those people calling in and saying, well, if you go back to a silver or gold currency, and what happens if all of a sudden there's more gold and silver? And again, go back and look at history. The United States silver dollar was the dollar. The word dollar goes all the way back in history to Thaler in Germany, which had silver mines that would sell their silver in coins of a uniform size and weight. And because they were so uniform, they became a standard means of exchange. The fact that the Thaler mines were continuing to produce more and more silver did not in any way alter the value of the coins, because the silver in the coin was the value. And you need to free yourself from thinking about gold and silver or even barter in terms of we have to equate it to the U.S. dollar and then go back. That's what the U.S. government has forced on the rest of the world with Bretton Woods. You cannot conduct any exchange without first going through the U.S. dollar. And so when people ask, what are these rounds going to be, the junk silver going to be worth when the Federal Reserve collapses? How do we calculate it? You don't calculate it at all. That silver coin is the money. You don't need to convert it to whatever the Federal Reserve says the dollar is. United States dollar is the physical silver. 371.25 grains of silver was the dollar when this country was started. Now, there's actually additional metal in the coins for durability, but that 371.25 grains of silver was the dollar when this nation started. And the gold dollar was simply that amount of gold that would equal the same value, which was, 24.75 grains, 1/15 the weight. And that was the currency. And if there was all of a sudden more silver and more gold that was coming into circulation, it did not change the value of the silver and gold coinage. And those paper notes that were being issued were not money. They were claim checks that you could at any time take to a bank and exchange for the physical silver and gold. That was the way the gold and silver standard worked. And it worked at a time when money was being treated, currency was being treated as a public utility to serve the public, to support commerce. And when the private central bankers come in, money is and currency is converted to a for-profit venture. Same thing when we see the privatization of highways, privatization of the utilities, privatization of anything. It ceases being a public service and becomes just another product for sale to reap huge, huge profits. And that was what happened when you had the money junkies coming in. So if, let me back up here. When the Federal Reserve collapses and more people are saying it is imminent, those pre-1965 silver coins are going to be an automatic shoe-in to be a transitional currency while we set up the new America. And people will not be thinking in terms of what's this quarter worth in terms of the Federal Reserve dollars. When the Federal Reserve crashes, the Federal Reserve dollar is going to be worth about the same thing that they have down in Zimbabwe, paper notes for $100 trillion. So it's going to be pointless to try and think of those terms. You will think in terms of that face value. How much is a gallon of gas? Oh, 25 cents in pre-1965 quarters. How much is a loaf of bread? Silver dime. And everybody will just automatically fall into that. That will be the unit of currency. And you need to understand one more thing. When the currency, when the coinage had the value in it, there was nothing the bankers or government could do that could change that value. It was under your control. When you had that coin in your hand, you were master of it. When the Federal Reserve came along and the silver standard was done away with and the currency began to float, that control over the worth of your money left your hands and went to the government and the bankers, and they can devalue it at will, and they have. They have. The dollar today, as managed by the Federal Reserve, is worth a tiny fraction of what this silver dollar was worth. we have seen back in the 1990s. They just automatically devalued the dollar to change the balance of trade, triggered the Japanese real estate buying frenzy. Americans who had worked for a certain amount of money, traded their labor for it, woke up the next morning and all of a sudden discovered everything that they wanted to buy that was imported from Japan was now twice as expensive. And in a very real sense, the government and the banks declared to working America, we're sorry, your labor is only worth half of what it was yesterday. That was a slap in the face of everybody who went to school to learn a profession, who was working and trying to build the American dream, and all of a sudden the money junkies in the government said, sorry, you're only worth half as much today. We've decided we need to do that to make ourselves more money. When the coinage is the money, the silver is in there, or it is linked to a commodity of a fixed known value like electricity or rice or sugar or gasoline, the bankers and the government cannot change that value. And we cannot allow the new America to give the government and the bankers that power to arbitrarily steal wealth from the people. That's what Ben Bernanke does. Anytime that he needs more quantitative easing to save Wall Street from their Ponzi scheme collapse, and he runs up that printing press or he just types a whole bunch of zeros into that computer, he is stealing real wealth from your pocket. That's why I call him Lord Ben Voldemort. He waves that evil wand over at the Federal Reserve, and wealth that you worked for, put in your pocket, put in your savings account, vanishes and turns up in the pockets of the Wall Street money junkies. And now they're not even doing it through subterfuge. They're just going to go in, do direct, we need to grab your savings account. We're sorry, we tried our best, we need your savings account. They did it in Cyprus, probably going to do it in Luxembourg. It's already written into the plan for the Canadian budget. It's just a grab for money, and they're going to keep on doing it as long as they think that, hey, you don't see what they're doing. They really think you are that stupid that you do not understand what private central banking has done to every single nation enslaved to those private central banks. I put out a challenge a couple of weeks ago. You show me one nation with a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest that is not drowning in debt. Nobody has identified one. They don't exist. They can't. It is by design. It is rule by compound interest. And it is no more legitimate than rule by divine right or rule by chattel ownership of your person, rule by slavery. It is time for the human civilization to evolve beyond this scam. It is a scam. It's a fraud, just like rule by divine right, or just by rule by slavery. It only works because the people are brainwashed into believing this is the way life is supposed to be. We're supposed to do what this guy with the crown says on his head because the imaginary playmate in the sky told me to, or at least told the priests who told me that's what's going on. Or rule by slavery. It only works if people are believed, people are brainwashed to believe it's possible for one person to physically own another. And our current scam only works if people believe that they owe this money to the private central bank that has never even existed in the first place. Scott in Arizona, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, just talking about the silver. If that ever came about, we'd have to have unlimited coinage of silver like it used to be. And I saw for an ounce of silver, you can get almost 8 gallons of gas, so a quarter would be kind of high for gas.
Well, you know, I'm just throwing out these numbers arbitrarily. Yeah. We don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, you could have a silver and gold-based coinage where the silver content, you know, isn't the entire coin. I mean, they started doing that when after 1965, the Kennedy halves still had silver but in a much smaller supply. The Eisenhower dollars originally had a small silver content. You could have coins that are convenient to hold in your hand that have just a tiny fraction of silver and gold, but that silver and gold is the money. Got to take a break. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength, military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to the roll. In shackles we will bind them, but to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I want to finish up on the economy because I want to get onto this very obvious attempt to try and gin up a war with North Korea and somehow make it look like it's North Korea's fault. Now, remember last week they were going on and the U.S. was saber-rattling and screaming, we've got to do something about it. And the public opinion polls came back very firmly showing that the public perception is it's the U.S. trying to get this thing going. So now the U.S. is backing off the rhetoric and they're trying to find some other way where they can attack North Korea and make it look like it's their fault.
They made us invade them, Mommy. I really didn't want to do it.
Of course they want to do it. It's the stepping stone to war with China. And the real goal for the war with China is to isolate China politically and economically, most important the latter one, so that gold-backed yuan is no longer a threat to the U.S. dollar internationally. Because the United States is bankrupt in a very real sense. And the only thing propping up international demand for the dollar is its linkage to oil purchases in the Middle East. And let me sort of back up and give you the overview for those of you who are new to the show. Give you that overview. The United States price to come into World War II and save Great Britain from the mess they were in. If you go back and you read Winston Churchill, they wanted war with Germany because Germany at the time was operating without a private central bank. And that made them an economic power that could not be competed with. And so the war was going, and Germany was doing, to be brutally frank, very well. And the United States was willing to come into the war on Great Britain's side, but only at a price. And that price was that Great Britain would allow the pound to step down from being the global trade and reserve currency and allow the dollar to take over. That was the deal Roosevelt made with Churchill. And so after World War II, all of the world's major economic powers gathered at this luxury resort in New Hampshire called Bretton Woods, and they hammered out the Bretton Woods Agreement that made the dollar the global trade and reserve currency. And all of the nations of the world signed the agreement on two conditions. The first condition was that the United States would refrain from overprinting those paper and ink dollars, as a means to simply loot the world of real products, real produce. And the second condition was the U.S. dollar would always be convertible back to gold at $35 an ounce. That's why gold was priced at $35 an ounce for so long. That was the value of the dollar internationally. Well, of course, the Federal Reserve, because they are not really a part of the United States government, did not feel constrained by Bretton Woods, and they did start overprinting. And a large part of the boom times of the 1950s, along with the fact that we were the only nation that still had an intact manufacturing base, was this overprinting of dollars, which were sent to other countries to buy raw materials and produce, and these other countries, because of Bretton Woods, had to accept it at full face value. So you get into the 1970s, and all of a sudden France is looking at their vaults, and they've got these huge, huge stacks of ink and paper thingies from the Federal Reserve. And so they announced their intention to exercise their option to convert them back to gold at $35 an ounce. And Richard Nixon took a look in Fort Knox and realized they didn't have enough gold to do it. And so Richard Nixon ended gold convertibility, supposedly temporarily, but of course it became permanent. And that was functionally the end of the convertibility clause of Bretton Woods. And this started to depress the value of the dollar internationally because it was no longer backed by gold. So the first thing Richard Nixon did is, in order to allow the U.S. government to go on borrowing money internationally, he created the Environmental Protection Agency. And what the EPA did, under the guise of saving the world, is they started grabbing large tracts of publicly owned land and locking them away, including their mineral resources, to pledge as collateral against U.S. government borrowing. By the way, that is not in the Constitution. The federal government having that right to pledge your public lands as collateral on government borrowing. They did it anyway. And they sold the American people that all of this land grabbing going on, and it cumulatively, it's about one-third the nation right now. And it was done under all these little tiny programs, heritage rivers and roadless zones and wilderness preserves and wetlands and all the rest of these programs, to break it up into little chunks so that people didn't see the totality of the land grab that was going on. And it was all sold to the American people. Oh, we're doing this for the it's for the children, for future generations, to preserve nature. And it wasn't. It was all collateralization on U.S. government borrowing. And at the same time this was going on, the United States government approached all of the world's oil-producing nations. And they said, we will make you a deal. This was in the Mideast. This was OPEC. And they said, we'll make you a deal. If you agree to sell your oil only for U.S. dollars, we will militarily protect you from Israel. And so these Arab oil nations said, okay, we will sell our oil only for dollars. And other nations had to come to the United States and trade real agricultural produce or real products in exchange for these little ink and paper things to go buy the oil they needed from the Middle East. That's the petrodollar. More about that when we come back from these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about the history of the petrodollar. The United States goes to all of the Mideast oil-producing nations, and it says, we will make you a deal. As long as you agree to sell your oil only for U.S. dollars, we will militarily protect you from Israel. And so other nations around the world would have to first send agricultural produce or manufactured goods to the United States to get these little ink and paper tickets with which they would then go down to the Middle East and buy the oil they needed for their own nations. So the United States was basically taking a piece of the action of the Arab oil revenues. And the Arab oil nations, of course, built up this huge surplus of these ink and paper tickets with which they started investing back in the United States of America, which everybody points to and says, oh, those Arab oil sheiks, they're in sending all this money to America to buy us. Well, it's by design of the U.S. government that this came about. Now, of course, we have this situation where Israel is no longer, since 9/11, listening to anything the United States has to say about who to attack and not to attack. And because of Israel's aggressions to their neighboring nations, these oil-producing nations are starting to say, hey, the petrodollar deal is dead, obviously. And it began in 2002 up in Iraq, which was already very unhappy with the United States government anyway. So Saddam Hussein went to the United Nations, and he got United Nations permission to sell Iraq's oil for the euro, which was already looking far more attractive than the U.S. dollar. Horror of horrors, that can't be allowed to stand. They have weapons of mass destruction, and they invade Iraq, and they lynch Saddam Hussein, and Iraq's oil is back on the market, but only for United States dollars. Then you had Libya. A couple of years ago, Gaddafi was everybody's friend. He was a reformed terrorist. He was recognizing Israel's right to exist. He was building this amazing infrastructure projects in Libya to green it up, and the Libyan standard of living was just skyrocketing. And then all of a sudden, Gaddafi announces a state central bank and a value-based currency, the gold dinar, and announced that Libya's oil would be for sale for the gold dinar. And the rest of Africa said, wow, we want to get in on this gold dinar thing because it's looking certainly a lot more trustworthy than the U.S. dollar. So the U.S. invades Libya, and they kill Gaddafi. And they destroy the gold dinar, the state bank. They put in a brand-new private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. And that is the real agenda for all these wars, to force the entire world back to Bretton Woods using the U.S. Federal Reserve dollar as the de facto global trade and reserve currency so the U.S. financial system can harvest off a piece of the action of all transactions. And any nation that dares to have a state central bank goes on the U.S. government's special high interest or strategic high interest targets list. I'll let you think about that one for a while. That's why they want to go into Iran. Iran has a central bank that is owned by the government, not by private bankers. Same thing with Cuba. Russia just took control of their central bank. To turn the public currency back into a public utility to serve the people and the nation, not the private bankers. And that's why war with Russia is now inevitable. Because this dollarification process doesn't work unless they get everybody. That's why they're talking about going into Venezuela. They're trying to steal the election for a pro-Federal Reserve, pro-U.S. candidate. And already the interim president who's been running the place since Hugo Chavez passed away is already saying there's obvious outside money pouring into the nation. They have caught people who were hired to cause acts of violence ahead of the elections this weekend. This clash of civilizations they keep talking about is a war between banking systems. And, of course, the bankers aren't going to fight their own wars. They never have. That's what your children are for. They're just the chips in the great game to force private central banking, the same banking system we fought a revolution to be free of, the same banking system that has destroyed this nation now three times in a row, the same style of banking that has plunged Europe into hopelessly unpayable debt, that is the same style of banking being forced on the rest of the world at the point of American bayonets. The New World Order is a global fascist dictatorship centered on a global version of the Federal Reserve that issues all of the global currency as a loan of at interest in order to permanently enslave the human population forever. That's what the New World Order is and why you should be opposing it with every breath of your body. Going to go to the phones here. Aaron in Texas. Aloha, Aaron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Aaron, are you there? He dropped. Well, gosh darn on him. All righty. Let's see. We talked about the petrodollar. Apparently, European Union antitrust regulators are now investigating MasterCard card fees. They may have violated antitrust rules going across borders there. I'm going to skip on down here to the Korea situation because it's getting ugly over there. Week ago, of course, it was the United States sending warships off the coast, B-2 overflights, B-52 flights, missile batteries, just rattling the sabers as hard as they could. And the public polls came back where the public viewed this as another American aggression, ginned up out of thin air. So what if North Korea has a nuclear weapon? North Korea is not going to attack the United States with a single nuclear weapon because they know instant annihilation would be the response. The reason the United States doesn't want North Korea to have a nuclear weapon is because it makes a great weapon of defense. If the United States is invading across that demilitarized zone, that's where North Korea will use their nuclear weapons. That's the reason to have nuclear weapons. That's the reason we were all told the United States had to build the world's largest nuclear arsenal to deter other nations from invading us. And of course, now we're being told that North Korea and Iran are going to attack us, which means they lied to us about the deterrent value. But that's the whole point of having a nuclear weapon, not to go out and attack somebody in a case of national suicide, but to discourage others from attacking you. And let's be honest, there's two things you need to keep in mind. One, the only nation on Earth to ever actually use nuclear weapons of mass destruction against the civilians of another country is the United States. And second, have you noticed in all these wars that we have been suffering through for the last 10 years where the U.S. is screaming nuclear weapons, nuclear weapons, nuclear weapons, the United States is only attacking countries that turn out not to have them. So we're seeing this situation where we're getting this story, and this is coming out of From the Trenches World Report. Top U.S. military commander in the Pacific said North Korea's pursuit of nuclear weapons and long-range ballistic missiles represent a clear and direct threat to the United States and its allies in the region. How about the United States nuclear arsenal and the United States ballistic missiles? Are they not a direct threat to the rest of the world, given that the United States is the only nation whose government was psychotic enough to actually use them? So, anyway, North Korea has issued a warning to foreigners to leave South Korea because of the potential of outbreak of war. Now, tomorrow they are going to fire, test fire, test fire. I hit that word test, test, test. They're going to test fire two medium-range missiles which will pass over Japan and splash down somewhere in the Pacific Ocean. And they've gone through all the formal paperwork. They have said, this is where we are launching from. This is where they are going. This is where they will land. Please do not have anything important sitting in that part of the ocean, which is what all nations are expected to do when they're testing their military hardware. Japan's prime minister has issued a statement that Japan will attempt to shoot down North Korea's test missiles. That is a violation of all kinds of international treaties, and it's an attempt to escalate this into a new war. And remember, nobody cares about North Korea in Washington, D.C. North Korea was originally on the list of troubled nations in order to make it look like we weren't just whopping on all of Israel's designated enemies. We were going after Iraq and Iran and Syria and the rest of it. And people said, we're just obeying Israel's orders on who to attack. And they said, oh, no, no, we're also looking at North Korea. But nobody actually did anything about North Korea until China started talking about the gold yuan as a replacement for the dollar in international trade. And now they've come to that agreement with Australia, and Russia and China are trading directly without going through the U.S. dollar. And that's what makes China a threat to the money junkies. So now they need a war with China, and they can't just haul off and attack China. And China certainly isn't going to haul off and attack the United States of America. They need a backdoor. And just like Roosevelt had to go through Japan to actually get his war with Nazi Germany, the United States is going to go through North Korea. That's the plan. They're trying to basically just come up with this out of thin air. All right, couple of phone calls. The Happy Heretic over in Colorado. Aloha. Welcome to the show. Is it snowing where you are?
It is a little bit, but it's stopped for the moment.
Okay.
I just called.
This is April, isn't it? Yes.
I know. Springtime, it was here for a few minutes, and then it's taking a breather, I guess. I just called to concur with you about, you know, what they say the clash of civilizations really is about banking systems. And my heart really goes out to the people who've been duped by this whole thing, and it's joined at the hip with a sense of patriotism. And the people that I've met, there's so many people who believe this that they always say, and they're over there fighting for your freedom. And to them I say, well, if that were true, the more they fight, the freer we get.
That's a good point to make there and just trap them in the logic. But again, for Americans who are dependent on the federal government for a check, whether it's a salary or some kind of food assistance program or unemployment or whatever. They will not allow themselves to see the federal government as bad. It's just like when you have a child with abusive parents. They don't dare see their parents as being the problem because of their dependency. And abused children very often grow up thinking it was all their fault, that somehow they were bad. There was something about them where they somehow deserved this abuse. And we have a huge segment of the American population who have fallen into that psychological trap. And they don't. And it's time for Americans to grow up and realize, yeah, our parents are abusive. They're psychotic. They're sociopathic. And they do not care for or love the American people. They see us as little more than walking wallets and soldier breeders. And again, you know, our schools propagandized is into believing this whole thing, that idea that the Federal Reserve was part of the federal government, and it isn't. It's just a name. The Federal Reserve is no more federal than Federal Express. But we were taught to believe that this was the way it was supposed to be, and that if you somehow challenged this system of banking, that it somehow made you un-American, or worse, it made you a communist.
Well, you and I are here to shatter myths, you know, and unfortunately it feels like my role in life is to teach people things that they don't want to learn.
Well, it's a very tricky thing to do, and one of the skills when you're involved in this kind of work is you have to develop an instinct for what the people you are talking to are ready to listen to. And
yeah.
Don't cross that line or you will lose them. And what you do is you start with something that everybody knows now was a fraud, Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. And you lead them forward from that into, well, how can you assume they're telling you the truth about the monetary system when, in point of fact, you already acknowledged they lied to you about the weapons of mass destruction? And you basically, and it's a very gentle process. You're not going to convince people overnight, especially those who are dependent on those government paychecks. Or they absolutely will not want to see themselves as being part of a machine that is evil. And again, in post-World War II Germany, you still had all these old burned-out Nazi government officials running around saying, no, we were good, we didn't do anything bad. Because the way a tyrant will enslave his population psychologically is to get them to cross more and more lines of moral compromise. To reach a point where they're trapped in terms of supporting the government. The torture was the line here in the United States of America. When it became out that the U.S. government was torturing prisoners of war at Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo, and a lot of people said, I can't go past that line. But many did. They bought into this thing, oh, it's necessary. They saw 24 on TV. And yes, there are circumstances where it's right and just. And once they stepped over that line, they become trapped. They can't look in the mirror any longer.
That's why they need to take away, strip Obama of his Nobel Peace Prize and give it to Bradley Manning.
I would agree with you, but I don't think it'll have that effect. The problem is, once people made that moral choice to cross that line into torture and war crimes, it's okay for us to do it, bad for them to do it. Now they have to go on believing the ruler is right, because the instant they admit the ruler was wrong, then they have to admit to themselves they were wrong to have supported him. And most people don't have the moral courage to do that. And that is how dictators entrap their populations.
Sad but true. It's amazing. Well, the little boy that pointed with his finger and said, the emperor's naked, you know, he was just naive enough just to blurt it out with enthusiasm, like uncontrolled enthusiasm. It wasn't exactly courage. It was just so damn obvious. Why isn't it obvious to other people? Because
little children are a little less trapped and brainwashed. That's why they try and get the kids younger and younger. Little tiny kids, as soon as they're able to talk and understand words, get them into Sunday school, get them brainwashed into thinking about the imaginary playmate in the sky, get them into social studies about why we're great and the communists were bad and so forth. And now we're seeing our public schools starting to teach that the founding fathers of this nation were really terrorists and we shouldn't want to emulate them. We have a story we're going to talk about, the gun grabbers. The schools in Connecticut have already started teaching their classes that the Second Amendment is a collective right for the states and not the individuals, even though the United States Supreme Court has ruled exactly the opposite. Those state-controlled schools are the brainwashing facilities. Everybody says, why aren't our schools educating? That's not their job. Their job is indoctrination. And that's why we're falling so far behind other countries in our math and science scores. Nobody wants young kids growing up knowing how to think analytically and critically, because critical thinkers are impossible to bamboozle by the corporate media. And it's just another way where our government, in its own self-interest, is destroying the future of this nation.
Yeah, it's true. Hey, just one more little thing. I used to live in Korea, South Korea, and I just sure hope that nothing... I hope they don't
I agree with you, but again, they are so far along this dollarification agenda, they have to go all the way. The U.S. government is too far past the point of being able to say, we've changed our mind, we're going to turn around and go back. They're past the point of no return, and that is why things are so dangerous. We'll be right back.
I sure hope you're wrong, brother.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and sticked a bone a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat ever since.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're going to go to Mark in Louisiana. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, good afternoon. I would like to know, if you can explain it, because I've asked a lot of people, and I'm talking about not just run-of-the-mill professionals. people who are supposed to know stuff about what exactly is a credit default swap. I know it's supposed to be a scam, but I don't really know how it works.
Okay, it's not in and of itself a scam. It is a legitimate financial instrument that has been distorted for nefarious purposes. Now, a credit default swap is basically an insurance policy. If I invest 10 million electros in your business and I'm expecting a return, I can go to somebody who sells credit default swaps and I can buy a credit default swap so that if I lose my investment to you because you go out of business, the credit default swap will pay me back at least a significant part of my investment to you. In fact, if I buy enough of these credit default swaps, I could get my entire investment back. It was created as a means to mitigate losses. And so it really functions like an insurance policy. But there are a couple of differences. In the regular world, for example, I can buy fire insurance on my own home because I own that asset. But I cannot buy fire insurance on my neighbor's home because I don't own that asset. And in regular insurance, companies that sell insurance policies are required by law to keep adequate cash reserves on hand to pay the claims that will inevitably come in. The credit default swaps are completely unregulated, and you can buy credit default swaps on debt obligations you don't own. And that is where the problem really comes in. We have had, for example, there was a huge scandal a while back where Goldman Sachs was being paid by the state of California to sell California bonds, and at the same time, Goldman Sachs was selling credit default swaps against those bonds to their clients. They were literally betting it wasn't going to work out. And Wall Street has sold an estimated $90 trillion, with a T, dollars worth of credit default swaps against the Eurozone debt. And because credit default swaps are unregulated, they don't have the cash reserves to make good on the claims that come in. That's what happened to AIG. Back when the mortgage-backed security fraud was ramping up and everybody was buying these mortgage-backed securities, AIG was selling credit default swaps on those mortgage bundles. Then the fraud was exposed, the mortgage-backed security bubble imploded, and AIG didn't have the cash to make good on the claims, and they collapsed.
So what you're saying is that AIG was kind of the insurance company, and it took the premiums, but it didn't make sure that it had the cash to pay.
That's exactly right. And also, AIG was selling these credit default swaps on these mortgage bundles to people who did not actually own those mortgage bundles. It's just another form of gambling. You're betting on the outcome of a fight in the ring. You don't own either fighter. You're just betting on the outcome. And that's what these credit default swaps were being used for. And it's not what they were originally designed to do. It was supposed to be loss mitigation, but it's just another instrument that they could use to just play the market, play the game, play the gambling, and make a lot of money. And with the derivatives, when you win big. When you lose big. Got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.